It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Time for the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Mark Carpenter is back. He went for a month. He was in Hong Kong, Japan. He went to the zoo and the planet Zetok. But he's back. Herlinda just got back from Oktoberfest in Munich. We'll talk all about that. And Mark's lovely daughter is here.
She's driving for me today, escorting me. Yeah, it's love day. So doing some projects.
Tell me all about your daughter. We've never met before.
Well, my daughter Stephanie is mid-30s. She has a career. She's a lawyer. She has, but it's an interesting background. Lived in Abu Dhabi. Worked for.
We just talked about Abu Dhabi because Evelyn's going there.
I heard that.
I told
that. That's why I mentioned it.
Why Abu Dhabi, I have to ask.
I didn't know I was going to be on the radio.
of course you are. You're in the studio.
I met a very charismatic man that asked me to be his general counsel, so I went there.
Wow.
Yeah. He was quite an amazing man. But can you?
He was a real estate developer, and then
in Abu Dhabi.
No, in actually in Ireland. And then he was hit hard by the property crash, particularly in the UK and Ireland, and then decided to open up again in Abu Dhabi. And then I met him along the way when I was actually being a lawyer for a firm in India. And and so then he said, hey, when I start up again, I want you to be my lawyer. So
I can see the proud daddy right there with that big smile on his face.
Absolutely. She's always a joy. And while we were traveling, she was taking care of all the horses and chickens and everything while she's working. Because it's a lot of work at my house, and we had a great trip. We started out in Finland and then to Poland, and in Finland, I've talked about it before, I've been there. I like Helsinki quite a bit. Small city, but very, very civilized. People are cool.
I've heard it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. It is. You can walk everywhere. It's just, it's too much. And so we have some brewing friends there, and there's a great pub in Helsinki that has real English ale. They all have at least one cask ale on all the time. I had one there. The problem is I don't get there till late at night, and I always forget what I had the next day. But I had a great English ale. And then we moved on to Poland, where we went there because my wife wanted to see these horses on the eastern border of Poland. There's a famous horse farm that survived World War II. And there's a book called The Perfect Horse about this horse farm that my wife read and wanted to go there. And we did. We had a great trip there. And so we hit all kinds of little breweries on the way and pubs. And we had a great time. Krakow, ended up in Warsaw. We were just having one of the beers here that I got. It was kind of an English-style ale. It was delicious ale from a Polish brewery.
Did you love Warsaw? I just love Warsaw.
I like Warsaw quite a bit. I didn't expect to be so in love with it.
Yeah,
it was,
me too.
There's so many interesting things happened. The city was completely destroyed by World War II. Mm-hmm. My Polish friend always said the one thing the commies did well was rebuild it in the old style.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And so you're in this charming city that you looks like it's old. And again, Herlinda fixed me up with a good friend of hers from when she was over there tasting beers. And he took us around to some bars. And I had the best beers in Poland when I was with this kid because he turned me on to all the local beers that were great beers.
Okay. So before we get to Munich and Oktoberfest, you said Poland and Finland.
Yes.
That's it?
That's it. We tried a week in Finland where we went out to some islands, stayed there, and then but the main part of the trip was 3 weeks in Poland. And we could have been a whole month in Poland. You know, it's nice. So, it's nice not working for a living. You know, you can actually take this time to do it.
Mark is retired.
Yeah.
He started in 71, of course, if you're new to the show, at Anchor in San Francisco.
I had a great career there.
So, what kind of beers are most popular and how good are they in from the Finnish and the Polish?
Yeah, the Finnish have the one beer I like to always get in Finland is that's available. It's called Santi.
Oh yeah.
It's a old, ancient, really ancient style of beer. It tastes horrible.
I brought some from Poland last year.
You'll have to bring it into the show.
It tastes horrible.
Oh, it tastes horrible.
Why would people drink it?
Yeah, sati.
Because, the reason I drink it, I guess the Finns drink it because they drank it since they're babies. But the reason I drink it is because you're really drinking a part of history when you drink it. It's not carbonated. They sell it in what looks like what we buy clover milk in, you know, a plastic.
Really?
Plastic thing. It's higher in alcohol.
That was my next question. Yes. How high in alcohol?
Yeah, it's about 7%.
Okay.
But it's so traditional. And part of the brewing process, you have to separate the liquid from the grain. And we do that with modern stainless steel plates with holes cut in them and whatnot. Well, the way the Finns did it, they laid boughs of juniper branches on top of each other. And all those needles then acted as a filter bed. So the beer takes on this flavor, this juniper. And then when you add the yeast, the country yeast, you know, the little farmyard yeast, it has its own unique flavor. And and you can have it with reindeer jerky at a couple bars.
I like the reindeer jerky.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And so you really feel like you're having a part of history, you know. So I just love to drink it when I'm there.
And this was Poland.
That was in Finland.
Finland. Okay, I'm sorry.
And then Poland, the vast majority of the beer in Poland is lager beer from major breweries. But there's small breweries popping up everywhere.
And they're really good. Yeah.
And, you know, if you go into the store there, hundreds of brands available in every little store.
And Baltic Porters, too, which is, like, one of the things that they're known for because the Baltics, see, they're a Baltic country as well. And then did you have some good Baltic Porters while you were there?
Yes,
I love those. They're so good. They have that little bit of salinity from the Baltics, the ocean there, the water.
It's quite something, you know. And I had my brewer friend from Romania came and met me in Krakow. We had a great weekend with him. And, you know, I've said on this show how inexpensive I thought Romania is and how everybody should go there. And he says, you know, Krakow is it's less expensive than Bucharest. So, it was. I didn't realize it was less, but it is inexpensive and it's a beautiful place to visit.
Do Warsaw the same. Drink wine over there?
Oh, yeah. There's some Polish wine.
Yes.
I think, have you ever had the Aperol Spritz?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It seems like you see people drinking that more than anything. It's a
very European.
It's an Italian aperitif called Aperol, and they mix it with Prosecco and soda water.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, it's kind of like Campari, the Aperol. And,
But they do drink a lot of wine, and the Polish wines, a lot of white wines and reds. But
I'll bring you some in November because I'm judging the Polish National Beer Competition in November.
Of course
I'll bring you some
are.
Polish wine.
Of course you
and
are.
And then I go to Shanghai, actually.
Of course you do.
But, I'm glad
as I always say, when you guys come in talking about your trips from around the world, I'm hoping to get to Pengrove soon.
Now we just want to get
But
you
we
north.
Did get go to D.C., and it was epic. It was the most incredible thing.
They have some good cocktail bars
in D.C. As I said, Lanny Davis, our good friend who's with us every week, always have lunch with him and Bill Press when we're in D.C., and he told us everything about the Michael Cohen situation, and I can't say a word.
You know, I was on with Bill Press once, years ago. Yeah.
Really?
I was back in D.C. for some event, and the guy who was showing me around said, oh, we got you on the Bill Press show.
Talking about beer.
Talking about beer. Yeah. Exactly.
I could
see
that.
He's not as good an interviewer as you are. But
no, he's not. I will tell him that next time I see him that you said so.
You can quote me on that.
But let's segue to Oktoberfest in Munich.
That was insanity. Awesome insanity.
I can't even imagine.
It was a last-minute opportunity because we're broadcasting live at Russian River Brewery next Thursday, the 18th.
Yes, we are, guys.
Yeah,
you're going to be there.
Yeah, and it got pushed back a week, so it was like, well, there's no reason for me not to go to Oktoberfest. Everybody was there. There's places for me to stay.
Was that your first?
It was my first. It was my first one, and I have to say, if anybody is really into beer, festivals, travel. You got to do Oktoberfest at least once.
Okay. My idea of Oktoberfest is all from National Lampoon's European Vacation with Chevy Chase doing
That's a good representation of it.
I figured that's probably what it's like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, so, but the thing is that you see there, it's like a huge, it's a huge carnival as well, and a huge festival. They actually call it the Wiesn, W-I-E-S-N, which means meadow or field, because that's where they used to set up some tents in the meadow and field. It was part of the, like a, it was actually because of a king that was getting married, and then they decided to do a two-week festival in honor of their marriage, and that's how Oktoberfest, the Wiesn, was born. And now it's like they have these huge permanent tents. There's, I mean, seriously, some of these tents can hold a more than AT&T Park in one tent.
Oh, everybody, get out of here.
I swear to God, it was the craziest thing. They all have bands. Yeah, they all have bands. So there's 11 breweries that are allowed to have their – you're not allowed to walk outside with a glass. They will actually pop you and security will make you go back in. Nobody's walking around like drink. Well, except for schnapps. You can have shots of schnapps.
Well, of course, it's vendors. Germany, right?
Yes, and actually I had a few of those. But it's pretty crazy. So they have these incredible roast chickens. The city of Munich has 2 million people like regularly, and I think Mark's got the stats on.
Yep.
Yeah, I was told 6 million people come in for the 10 days of it.
7.2 million.
Yeah, it's even
people.
More now. I'm not surprised. Everybody from all over the world.
And
yeah.
As she said, they have chickens. They actually eat 550,000 chickens.
And I ate like half that
in this 10-day period.
I didn't realize Germany was so big on chickens. I love chicken, but
delicious.
Well, they have chickens, but
roast
they do.
Chicken.
They do.
What about the?
They do 116 oxen.
So they, yeah, so like inside of a tent,
they do 140,000. Pairs of sausages in the 10 days.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, no, that's cool. So the oxen, the cow, the cows, they have whole oxen roasting inside of it, outside of the tent.
Is the oxen cooked like steaks or is it?
No, it's a whole
thing.
It's
on a spit.
On a rotisserie.
On a spit.
A whole oxen.
Spinning.
Rotating.
But how do they cut it up? I mean, how do they serve it?
They just start cutting.
It's insane how much food and beer, okay, and everything is going. But I would definitely say people should go. Families are there. People are there with their kids. Everybody's in costume. People from all over the world, but also the locals really embrace it. And I went to Austria as well. And I went to Augustiner, which we brought some beer from Augustiner as well, too.
All right. Did you like the Finnish beer?
Yes,
The Polish beer. You were there more.
I did. I liked the Polish beer. I was a little disappointed in a lot of the Polish craft beer. But I did was lucky enough to find some great ones. Well, one last statistic on Oktoberfest: over a half mile of urinals.
Well, I would, I would hope
those.
So.
Yeah. I did not see those.
All that beer has to go somewhere.
Oh, you can only rent beer in my opinion. I would think about 10 miles of urinals. Yeah.
Well, you got to figure. So I'm holding in my hand what's called a mas. This is the glass that they give you, and they come out with like 12 of these in hand. And one glass, one Moss, holds an entire liter of beer.
Yeah.
And it's like €3, which is about not even like $4.
For that whole thing you're holding
yes.
up? Mike, take a photo of that, would you? Good Lord.
Yeah. So it takes me all day to drink one of these, but they went through like 3 or 4 of them at a time.
Mark's got a wine stat for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, 94,000 liters, almost 95,000 liters of wine in the 10 days. You were asking about wine. Yeah, yeah. They drink wine.
Yeah,
sounds like Saturday night at my house.
Yeah, my third night was in a wine tent, and they said, but you're from California. And I said, I have to try your wine, too.
Well, I'm so happy that she is on the phone. She was with us yesterday, today, the official opening of the new Russian River Brewing Company and the whole venue in Windsor. Natalie Chalurzo is back with us. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
How's it
hey,
going?
I,
we saw some it's photos crazy. Today of people lining up to get into the Windsor Brewery. I mean, this is going to be amazing. So how's it going?
It's great. I'm standing out back right now. I'm checking out all these families and kids and people sitting on the lawn and sitting on the old oak tree that fell down. And it's just really, it's so much fun. We're having a great time. It's happy hour right now, so we're packed and it's a party.
And well, it should be. And well, it will be for many years to come. We're so excited. And as you and I talked about yesterday, this is just going to be such a major thing for Sonoma County. We on The Drive and KSRO will be broadcasting live a week from today from 3 to 6 at the new RRB. And we'll be doing our brouhaha show live with her, Linda and Mark, and whoever else shows up.
We can't wait.
I can't wait. I'm so glad you're bringing the show to me for a change, right?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, we're hoping we get to try some of your chefs. I know you're doing some different foods there as well.
Yeah.
Love to like, try some food. And then Mark and I were talking about Great American Beer Festival winners. And, you know, STS Pils, Russian River Brewery's STS Pils, is the only Sonoma County brewery that won a medal at the Great American Beer Festival.
Oh, that's right.
Congratulations.
I didn't know that, and that's probably a first. I mean, that's honestly very surprising to me. We have so many great beers in Sonoma County, and that's not unusual for a lot of us to come home every year with at least a few awards among us, so that's surprising. But, you know, there's so many breweries, and it's so competitive, and so many categories. Like, the Hazy IPA category has some crazy number of entries this year, so... I don't know. It's just getting more competitive out there.
Well, congratulations again, my dear. And thanks for being with us yesterday and today. And we shall see you live from 3 to 6 on The Drive next Thursday right here on KSRO at Russian River Brewing. And they are open now in Windsor, folks. So go check it out. It's gorgeous.
The most exciting beer event in the world right now.
Congratulations. This is a day you've been waiting for a long time.
Yep. I really appreciate it. And if you guys want to come up and have a beer when you get off work, I'd love to see you. I'll be here for a while.
I will All do right. that.
Thank you, Natalie. Thanks to Hop Monk, Dean Biersch, Herlinda, Mark Carpenter, and Mark's daughter, Stephanie. It was great to meet you.
And Willoughby's.
And Willoughby's, of course. Willoughby's and Petaluma. And Santa Rosa, those folks are so cool. All right. I'm about to get 10 fingers, which is always, as I say, much better than one finger. Yeah. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Have a great Thursday night.